弟兄姊妹，我们请在主面前再次肃立，我们一起来攻读圣经主的话语。
Brother and sister, all rise, please. Let's read our Lord's words.
请哥林多后书十一章一到六节，但愿你们宽容我这一点愚妄。其实你们原是宽容我的，我为你们起的愤恨，原是神那样的愤恨。因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督。我只怕你们的心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所存纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。假如有人来另传一个基督，不是我们所传过的，或者你们另受一个灵，不是你们所受过的，或者另得一个福音，不是你们所得过的，你们容让他也就罢了。但我想，我一点不在那些最大的使徒以下，我的言语虽然粗俗，我的知识却不粗俗。这是我们在凡事上向你们众人显明出来的。 Now let's read in English. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1 through 6. Oh, that you would bear with me in a little folly, and indeed you do bear with me, for I am jealous for you with godly jealousy. For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ. But I fear lest somehow, as a serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he who comes preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if you received a different spirit, which you have not received, or a different gospel, which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it. For I consider that I am not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles. Even though I am untamed in speech, yet I am not in knowledge. But we have been thoroughly manifested among you in all things. 大家请坐。求神大大赐福每一位攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord be blessing with all of us.
今天我们要一起来思想的这个题目。
Today, our theme, our set title of the sermon is.
可以说有一分的沉重。
It's kind of heavy topic.
叫做纷争当中神的心意。
God's will in strife.
我们一起来思想哥林多后书系列的正道已经进入到第十六讲。
Let us reflect on the teaching we have been doing for the second Corinthians, and we're reaching the last part.
我们逐章逐节的来仔细思想这一卷书。
We're reflecting on each of the chapter, each of the verses that we have read about this book.
上次我们讲到，当进入到第十章，哥林多后书就进入了最后的一个段落。
Last time when we talked about this, beginning from chapter 10, we're seeing 2 Corinthians come to the last section.
那么这个段落呢，是整个所有保罗书信当中可以说最严厉的一段。
In all of Pauline epistles, this section contains the toughest words.
同时也是最具使徒个人色彩的一段。
It's also have the most personal, is the most personal section related to the apostle.
我们说保罗的心情他的见证都再再显明在这百般的艰难当中。
Well, all these words have shown that through all these trials and tribulations.
那么他的侍奉一直是以主为中心的。
His ministry is always centered upon Jesus Christ.
目的是使人顺服主。
Aimed at people's obedience to Christ, in Christ.
在与撒旦的属灵征战当中来靠主得胜。
And rely on Christ alone for victory against Satan.
讲到这个纷争当中神的心意啊。
But now we see the God's will in strife.
我们知道在教会当中圣经告诉我们啊，要用和平彼此联络竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
We know that in church that we preach about We should make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace.
教会里面应该有合一的见证。
We want to show the testimony of unity.
避免纷争。
To avoid strife.
但是今天的这段经文，刚才我们已经读了一部分。
But today's passage, we read a part of it.
就是讲到在教会里面，保罗与假使徒和假使徒的跟从者的纷争。
It's talking about the strife between Apostle Paul and the false apostles.
那我们要问一个问题，难道在这个纷争当中还会有神的心意吗？
So the question for us is there God's will in strife?
那么首先呢，我们要回到圣经当中。
Let's go back to our scripture.
啊，把我们人自己的想法，把我们自己的偏好都放在一边。
Put aside our personal opinions.
啊，我们知道人一般想到这个纷争，当然一定是不好的。
When we think about strife, there's all negative things that we can think of.
圣经当中确实也多次的教导提醒我们，这个纷争是不好的。
And in scripture, many times it taught us that yes, the strife is not good.
那么首先我们先来看这些的经文和教导。
Let's see the scriptures here.
雅各书三章十六节，这里明讲在何处有嫉妒纷争，就在何处有扰乱和各样的。
James chapter 3 verse 16 For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil things are there.
箴言16篇28节乖僻的人播散纷争传舌的人离间密友
Proverbs chapter 16 verse 28 A perverse man sows strife and a whisperer separates the best of friends.
哥林多后书十二章第二十节，这是我们下次要仔细去思想经文。这里提出一节来，保罗说：“我怕我再来的时候见你们不合我所想望的，你们见我也不合你们所想望的，又怕有纷争、嫉妒、恼怒、结党、毁谤、谗言、狂傲、混乱的事。”
Second Corinthians chapter 12 verse 20 For I fear lest when I come I shall not find you such as I wish.And that I shall be found by you such as you do not wish, lest there be contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, backbitings, whisperings, conceits, tumults.
箴言二十二篇第十节。
Proverbs chapter 22 verse 10.
赶出亵慢人，争端就消除，纷争。和羞辱也必止息。
Cast out the scoffer, and contention will leave. Yes, strife and reproach will cease.
马可福音三章二十四到二十五节：若一国自相纷争，那国就站立不住；若一家自相纷争，那家就站立不住。
Mark chapter 3, verse 24 to 25. If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself,That house cannot stand.
罗马书十二章十七到十八节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 17 to 18.
不要以恶报恶，众人以为美的事要留心去做，若是能行，总要尽力与众人和睦。
Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
所以我们看到圣经当中除此之外当然还有许多许多的经文都讲到关于纷争
So we saw in the scripture many many verses talk about the strife、
啊、我们要知道首先第一点我们回到圣经里面创世之初在伊甸园里面在始祖犯罪之前有没有纷争啊没有
First foremost, when we come look at the scripture, we see there's in the beginning of God's creation, there's no strife.
在新天新地，在以后在天家天堂里面有没有纷争
？Is there strife in the new heaven and new earth?
也没有。
No.
哎，那我们也知道这个纷争不是神的善良纯全的旨意。
We know strife is not God's perfect will.
所以我们看到圣经里面多次的提醒我们告诫我们在教会当中我们要避免结党纷争
We see many times in the biblical teaching that the Bible teaches do not have strifes, do not have
sections.
Yeah.
那我们也知道神不喜悦他的儿女当中有纷争。
We also know God does not want strife among his children.
这点非常的清楚。
It's very clear.
但同时呢，刚才我们说了，当我们回到整全的圣经，回到圣经里面，同时我们也有另外一些的经文告诉我们。
But at the same time, when we look at the Bible as a whole, and the scripture, it also tells us.
为什么我今天看到这段经文，格林多后书第十一章啊，就讲到这个教会里的纷争，在这个纷争当中，到底神有什么样的心意呢？
In the Second Corinthians chapter 11, we talk about the strife, and what's God's will in the strife.
啊，我们先来看一些的经文，路加福音十二章四十九到五十三节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 12, verse 49 to 53.
大家注意，今天我们要看比较多的这个圣经的经文啊，又是中文又是英文啊，所以请弟兄姊妹能够一步一步这个跟得上，我们也尽量稍微讲的慢一点啊。
Yeah, we'll have many verses today. So we'll ask each brother and sister, have you patience and but also follow us step by step.
这一段的经文呢，是很多时候人有意无意常常去回避的，也不去。多想的。
This verse is sometimes we intentionally avoid it.
因为主耶稣说，我来要把火丢在地上，他说已经着起来，不也是我所愿意的吗？
Jesus said, I came to send fire on the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled.
你们以为我来是叫地上太平吗？我告诉你们，不是，乃是叫人纷争。
Do you suppose that I came to give peace on earth? I'll tell you, not at all, but rather division.
从今以后，一家五个人将要纷争，三个人和两个人纷争，两个人和三个人纷争。
From now on, five in one house will be divided, three against two, and two against three.
哦，下面大家自己看就好了，父亲儿子，儿子父亲等等，这个家人相争。
And we're seeing the remaining verses, there is fathers between father and son,and mother and daughter and the family have all this strife.
这个一开始刚看的时候让我们会很不理解呀。
We do not quite understand it when we first read about these verses.
明明讲神不喜悦纷争。
But Lord doesn't like strife among his children.
但是耶稣来说我又要在地上甚至在家庭当中要起纷争。
But yet, Lord said, you know, he came to this world to send the divisions.
那我们再来看在约翰福音七章四十三节啊。
John chapter 7 verse 43.
这里讲到说于是众人因着耶稣起了纷争。
So there was a division among the people because of him.
使徒行传十五章第二节说保罗巴拿巴与他们大大的纷争辩论。
Acts chapter 15 verse 2.Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them.
这里讲到的是耶稣是使徒哎。
This is talk about Jesus here and also the apostles.
所以从圣经当中我们看到主耶稣和使徒啊，等一下我们马上来看包括这个旧约的很多的这些先贤伟人呢，许多人都是纷争的原因和纷争的这个当事人。
From the Bible, we see that Lord Jesus, the apostles, and also the great men of the Old Testament, many of them were the cause of strife for parties involved in it.
甚至他们都没有在这个纷争当中置身事外。
They did not put themselves outside of the strife.
都参与在其中。
There were parties involved in it.
那同时还有一点，也是给我们有很重要的提醒，在圣经整个历史上记载了这一类人的名字。
At the same time, the name of this group of people also recorded in the Bible history.
有时候教会里面一提到这些人的名字，就这样一串就出来了。
We'll see many of these names in the scripture.
可拉、大贪、亚比兰、申巴拉、多比亚、基善、徐米乃、丢特菲、铜匠亚历山大等等等等。
Kora, Dathan, Abiram, Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem.Himenius, Diotrephes, Alexander the Coppersmith.
谢谢弟兄，这都非常难翻译，有的美国人他们都读不准的。这 这一串人的名字，到底这些人都做了些什么事情呢？
What did all these people do?
他们都是跟在教会历史上，在神子民当中很多的纷争是有关系的。
They were all related to many of the divisions among God's people.
我们来看一看。
Let's see it.
在民数记16章记载了一件事情。
Numbers chapter 16 verse 1-3.
这里呢就讲到可拉大贪亚比兰还有另外一个叫安的。
This is talk about the Korah and Dathan and Abiram.
那么呢这些人同着以色列会中的250个首领。
They together with 250leaders of the congregation.
就是有名望选入会中的人，这都是为首的。
They're men of renown.
然后呢在摩西面前一同起来就聚集攻击摩西亚伦。
They gather together against Moses and Aaron.
他们说什么呢？说你们擅自专权，全会众个个既是圣洁，耶和华也在你们中间，你们为什么自高超过耶和华的会众呢？
Said to them, You take too much upon yourselves, for all the congregation is holy, every one of them, and the Lord is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves above the assembly of the Lord?
我看到摩西带领以色列人出埃及的时候突然就平地起风浪，这一大群的这些的首领就来控告摩西和亚伦。
So that after Moses led the Israel people out of Egypt, and all of a sudden this thing is happening, this all these leaders came up against them.
说你们擅自专权了。
He said, you take too much upon yourselves.
为什么神单单跟你们说话呢？不也通过我们说话吗？
Is the Lord only speaking to you? Why now the Lord speaking to us as well?
当然我们也知道后面的这个故事。
We know what happened afterwards.
那么下面呢我们来看以斯拉记。
Let's see Ezra.
以斯拉记那里讲到犹大和便雅悯的敌人听说被掳归回的人为以色列耶和华以色列的神建造殿宇，就去见所罗巴伯和以色列的族长。
Now when the adversaries of Judah and Benjamin heard that the descendants of the captivity were building the temple of the Lord of God of Israel, they came to Zerubbabel and the heads of the father's house.
实际上呢这些人的名字在后面以斯拉记后面也都有记载下来一大串，我们就没有列在这里那他们说什么呢？对所罗巴伯和族长以色列族长说，请容我们与你们一同建造，因为我们寻求你们的神，我们拜的是一样的神。
He said, "Let us build with you, for we seek your God as you do."
自从亚述王以撒哈顿带我们上这地以来，我们也常祭祀神的。
And we have sacrificed to him since the days of Esarhaddon, king of Assyria, who brought us here.
但是呢，这个所罗巴伯耶稣雅还有其以色列的族长呢，很不给面子。
But Zerubbabel and Yeshua and the rest of the heads of the father's house did not really give them, did not accommodate their request.
他们说我们建造神的殿与你们无干。
He said, you may do nothing with us to build a house for our God.
哇，结果后面就是很大的这个纷争攻击就出来了。
Then we see there's many strifes and attacks from those people, to the Israel people.
不单是重建这个圣殿，
only,
在尼希米记重建城墙也是这样子。
Not just about rebuilding the temple, but also when they're rebuilding the walls.
所以我们这个读经正好刚读到这个地方，教会的读经计划。
Yep, then we see this Nehemiah.
那么这里讲到尼希米说，我告诉他们我神伸的手怎样帮助我，并王对我所说的话，他们就说我们起来建造吧。于是他们奋勇做着善工。
And I told them of the hand of my God which had been good upon me, and also of the king's words that he had spoken to me. So they said, let us rise up and build.
然后这个申巴拉、多比亚和基善他们就说什么呢？就在嗤笑说。
The Sembalat, Tobiah and Geshem, they said,
说你们要做什么？要背叛王吗？
What is this thing that you are doing? Will you rebel against the king?
我回答他们说，天上的神必是我们恒通，我们做他仆人的要起来建造，你们却在耶路撒冷无份无权无纪念。
So I answered them and said to them, The God of heaven himself will prosper us, therefore we his servants will arise and build, but you have no heritage or right or memorial in Jerusalem.
这是一些名字写在旧约圣经当中的人物啊，可兰大贪等等。
Many of these names were written in the Old Testament.
那么同样在新约当中也有一些的名字被记载在圣经当中。
There are also many names in the New Testament.
比如提摩太前书第一章十九二十节。
First Timothy chapter 1:19-20.
说到有人丢弃良心，就在真道上，如同船破坏了一般。其中有徐米乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再谤读了。
Having faith and good conscience, which some having rejected concerning the faith have suffered shipwreck, of whom are Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I delivered to Satan that they may learn not to blaspheme.
那么约翰三书啊，第三章第九约翰三书不是第三章。啊，第九，我曾略略的写信给教会，但那在教会中好为首的丢特非不接待我们。
Third John verse 9, I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to have the preeminence among them, does not receive us.
然后提摩太后书四章十四节，就是这个铜匠亚历山大，保罗说他多多的害我，主必照他所行的。
In 2 Timothy chapter 4 verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works.
所以我们看到圣经当中一方面神的教导，神绝不喜悦看到纷争。
So we see in the scripture that our Lord does not want to see stripes among his children.
但是另一方面我们似乎又看到好这个纷争也是有的时候是神愿意的。
Well, but we also see it seems there are stripes in the scripture recorded there that the Lord is willing.
耶稣、使徒、旧约当中的伟人，他们也都曾经这个 involve 到啊，参与到许多的这个纷争当中。
Whether it's Jesus, the apostles, or the great men in the Old Testament, we see many times they were cause of the strife or there were parties involved in it.
好，那我们到底怎么去看这个纷争？在纷争当中会不会？有的时候有神的心意呢
So how do we view the stripes? Is there God's will in the stripes?
这里有一节的经文要和大家来分享
One verse that we're going to share with everyone
这节经文呢在哥林多前书第十一章也就是我们每一次领圣餐之前我们常常读的这一段的经文之前啊，讲到这个圣餐的下上下文的时候提到这句话
This is in the 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18 to 19. This is before the Holy Communion, the scripture we usually reference in the Holy Communion.
但是这一节的经文，我们和合本中文的翻译呢，这个不是非常的准确，不能够完全的体现出来它原文的意思。
So, the translation in the Chinese version may not be fully reflecting what's in the original text.
那这个英文的这个版本的翻译比较的更清晰一些。
The English translation is a little bit more clearer.
这段经文是这样说的啊，哥哥前书十一章十八到十九节，十八节说：第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类，我也稍微的信这话。然后第十九节说，在你们中间不免有分门结党的事，好叫那些有经验的人显明出来。这是和合本的翻译。
Verse 18, for first of all, when you come together as a church, I hear that there are divisions among you, and in part I believe it. 19, for there must also be factions among you, that those who are approved may be recognized among you.
那么这个和合本中文翻译成是有经验的，英文版本翻译成 approve, 这个词呢，在希腊文原文叫做 dokimos。
So in the Chinese version, the name means experience, but really in the English translation is approved. In the original text in Greek, that means dokimos.
这个 dokimos 什么意思呢？下一页我们等一下再给大家来具体的解释。
In the next page, we'll explain this further.
所以这个有经验的在新译本当中就把它翻译成叫做经得起考验。
So the newer translations of the Chinese version they will talk about is being proved.
那我就直接来读这个中文版本，这个地方就不用翻译了，英文的翻译是比较清楚的。新译本怎么翻译呢？说你们中间会有分党结派的事，这是必然的，为的是要使那经得起考验的人显明出来。那再读一个版本是中文吕振中译本，吕振中译本呢是这样翻译，说为要让被试验为可取的人在你们中间显明出来，你们中间总不能没有派别的啊，是这样的翻译。那么另外这个显明出来呢 recognize 啊，那中文的翻译比较清晰，就是 manifest evident 证明出来，就是这个意思，就是讲到这个 recognize 这部分都不用翻译了啊。好，那我们下面就来看到底这个 dokimos 是什么意思。
Let's see what documents really means.
这个显明呢，在哥罗前书第三章十三节，同样一个词也出现过，说个人的工程必然显露，就是大家知道像火经过一样，用火来试验，这个显露 manifest 是同样的，原文同样的词在这里有出现。
The same word also used in First Corinthians chapter 3 verse 13 is talking about each one's work will become clear. The clear here also means the chemos.
好，那么现在回来这个 approve 这个 dokimos 是什么呢？它本来呢是讲到这个钱币被 approve 啊，金钱的钱币硬币被 approve 是这个意思。
So in the original meanings, the dokimos means the coins will be approved.
就是在古代呢，那个时候它不是有很多的这个纸币，这个钱币都是什么金银这种重金属的。
In ancient times, there's no paper money. All the monies were made from the metal.
那么这个硬币铸出来以后呢，边上就会有一些边缘的这个刺啊不均匀的地方，所以出厂之前就会把它 shape 就刮一刮，把它刮的均匀一点。
Yeah, in the, when the coin was made, they usually was some rough edges before they come out. So after they come out, they will usually shape them, make it smooth.
但是进入到市场以后
，But when they go into the market,
那么有的人呢，他就投机取巧。
There are people trying to take opportunity there.
他呢就拿一个刀子，在个因为本来这个硬币周围它也不是很规则均匀嘛，都有这个 shape 的痕迹，他又再 shape 又再刮下来一些。
They shape more of the coin.
那就刮下的这部分金银就是他自己的。
Now they can keep that part they shaved off.
等他到市场上再去使用流通的时候，就不再是一个足值的一个金币或者银币了。
When the coin going back to circulation, there's not a full value as before.
所以啊，弟兄姊妹，你知道今天我们如果拿一个这个，比如说一个 quarter 周围很多硬币，中国的硬币周围也有什么一道一道的棱，对不对啊？
Yeah, we see it in today's coins when we made those quarters or in the Chinese coins. We also see that there's many, you know, kind of small edges around the circle there.
你知道这是为什么吗
？Why is that?
其实现在那个都是一个钢的或者一个铜的，根本不值钱，它是不需要做这个事情的。
But today is the material is either steel or the copper, so it's not really worth to shave off.
这个呢，就是从历史上传下来的，只知其一不知其二，因为。后来古代的很多贵重金属的硬币周围就要做成一圈一个一个的这个棱的这种痕迹的硬币。
It's just coming from the old tradition because the old ancient times trying to avoid this kind of behaviors. They're trying to make those coins with those edges.
这样的话如果有人拿刀去 shape 从边上一 shape 就能看得出来了，因为原来是有棱的，现在没有了啊，就知道有人在作假。
Yeah, so if those people trying to shave off those coins, they will see, okay, well, it's become obvious that somebody did something to it.
所以你现在看到现代的这个硬币上有这个东西，你就知道它是怎么来的了。这个典故是在这里。
Well, now you know the reason why we have those kind of shapes in today's coins as well.
那在雅典圣经那个时代呢？那时候还没有做出这个边缘的这个棱齿来，但是呢，这个历史文献告诉有一个世纪啊，当时就有八种通过八种的法律在雅典啊。就怎么样呢？就禁止人们去把这个硬币不断的吧，因为你越削越小，就这个不足值了嘛啊，就是这个是一种欺骗的行为。
In one century, more than eight laws were passed in Athens to stop the practice of whittling down the coins that are in circulation.
但是呢，有一些兑换银钱的人，这些人呢，他们是怎么样呢？他们是有道德，他们是很正直的。
Some money changers were men of integrity.
他们就不接受这些被作假的钱。
They would not accept the counterfeit money.
他们呢就 只接受那些真正的足值的啊，这个重量是够的这样的钱，把他们再投入到流通当中去。
There were men of honor who put only genuine full weight money into the circulation.
所以在当时罗马帝国那个时代，用希腊文就称呼这样的这个兑换银钱的人叫做 Dokimos。
In ancient Roman, they called such men as Dokimos.
就是 approved.
Approved.
因为他们收到这个钱以后，他们就会去检验，然后检验通过的，他们再把它重新投入到流通。
Yeah, because when these men sold those coins, they will actually inspect them, make sure the only genuine and full weight coins going back to circulation.
所以当我们看到这个第十九节，哥林多前书十一章第十九节说，在你们中间不免有分门结党的人，好叫那些 Dokimos 显明出来。
So when we see the First Corinthians chapter 11 verse 19, for there must also be factions among you, that those who are Dokimos may be recognized among you.
Approved.
Approved.
那么弟兄姊妹，我们要晓得一件事情。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be clear on one thing.
一开始我们明讲讲得非常的清楚，这个纷争本不是神的心意。
The strife is not God's, is not God's will.
伊甸园里没有，天堂里也没有。
It's not in the, at the beginning of God's creation. It's also not in the new heaven, new earth.
那我们要知道神的旨意呢，有两种，我们以前讲过，一种叫做 perfect will.
When we talk about God's will, we know there's two kinds. There's God's perfect will.
善良纯全的旨意。还有一种叫什么呢？叫做神的许可的旨意， God's permissive will.
The other kind is called God's permissive will.
好的，那么我们当时说你们中间不免有结党的事情，好叫那些经过考验的人显明出来，这个是神纯全的旨意还是神许可的旨意？
So when we talk about there will be factions among you and there will be strifes, do we know that is that God's perfect will or God's permissive will?
这是神许可的旨意。
It's God's permissive will.
对不对？就像是在民数记记载可拉达贪亚比兰，
Like in the Numbers, we talk about Korah and Dathan and Abiram.
在神的子民当中这样的纷争。
But the strife among God's children.
我们知道每一件事情发生都有神的许可。
We know that everything happens is being permitted by God.
但是并不是每一件事情都是神所喜悦的。
Because not everything is being, you know, loved by the Lord.
同样，这个法老一次一次的心刚硬，不许以色列人去敬拜神，是神许可的旨意，神任凭。
Same thing, when Pharaoh has a hardened heart, it's because God's permissive will.
以色列人来到撒母耳面前说，你要给我们立一个王。
When the Israel people came to Samuel, and saying, we need a king.
外邦人都有王来治理他们。
The other people, the outside people have kings.
圣经也明讲，这不是神纯全的旨意，神不喜悦这件事情。
It's not God's perfect will.
对，神说他们要立王是不要我做他们的王。
God said is they wanted their own kings because they do not want me.
但是神还是许可给他们立王。
The Lord still permitted that have to happen.
这也是同样是神许可的旨意。而不是神的纯全的旨意。
It's also God's permissive will, not God's perfect will.
那么在教会当中，在神的子民当中，有时候我们看到这样的纷争，也是在神的许可当中发生。
Many times when we see strifes in the church or among the God's children, that's also God's permissive will.
其实在现实生活当中，我们也知道，我们常常会遇到纷争。
We know that in even real life that we see many strifes, that those are unavoidable.
在你的工作当中会不会遇到？
Would you see that at work?
在家庭当中？
In your family?
夫妻之间？
Among the married couples?
亲子之间？
Between parents and children?
在你的人际关系里面是不是也常常会遇到纷争？
We also see many strifes among the personal relationships.
有的时候我们说这样一个纷争也最后能够有一个不错的结果，大家相信吧。
Many times we also see that the strife may actually yield something good.
虽然这个纷争本身是不好的。
Even though the strife itself is not good.
大家听过我们中国人有一句话叫做"不打不相识"，有没有听过？
See, there's Chinese old saying, no fight, no acquaintance.
你知道我到现在有一个很好的朋友。
I have a good friend.
多年的朋友。
A friend for many years.
这个朋友一开始呢，实际上我跟他，我们两个人的是还是多年还读书的时候啊。
We were still students together.
这个我们的两个呢还是这个一开始关系不太好的。
We didn't have a very good relationship.
我现在还印象很深，有一次我们这个打球。
I remember one time we were playing ball.
打篮球。
A basketball.
我个矮，然后我打球也打得不好。
I was short, I was not very good with basketball.
结果有一次抢到了球。
One time I finally got the ball.
然后我这运着球就赶快这个去往对方的这个篮子去冲，准备要去上篮。
I was dribbling towards the other side's basket.
结果这个同学他那个看到我抢的球就在后面追。
So this classmate is actually chased me after, you know, just chased me.Afterwards,
追到一个地步，然后看追不上，砰一下就从背后推了我一下，我差点把我给摔那个水泥地上一个这个一个大跟头。
When he couldn't catch up with me, he just pushed me from behind, and I almost just a really bad fall.
当时我就非常生气。
I was really angry.
因为一开始我们关系不好，但长话短说，后来我们成为非常好的朋友。
But long story short, in the end, we become very good friends.
这都多年了，这个前些年我去讲道的时候。到他们那个城市，到他教会，他也信主了，我还住在他家。
Yeah, so after so many years, and one time I was going to preach at the particular city, and he was there. He also became a believer.
所以有的时候我们会遇到纷争，但是最后可能会出来一个好的结果。
So many times we'll run into strives, but there may be some good things can happen afterwards.
对，罗马书十二章第八节，像刚才我们读过，说若是能行，总要尽力。与众人和睦。
Romans 12:18, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men.
这不是说必须绝对，因为有的时候是没有办法的。但是若是能行，我们要尽力与人和睦。
It's not saying, well, it's mandatory, it's just you just always have to do it, but it's just saying if it's possible, as much as depends on you.
其实在婚姻当中，我也看到许许多多的纷争。
So there are many good examples in marriage.
那在这个婚姻的纷争当中呢，其实有一个基本事实，我跟很多的夫妻都常常去分享。
That's the basic fact I share with many of the couples that want to do counseling with them.
任何的婚姻都无法避免争吵，大家说是不是
？There's no marriage can avoid the strife 100%.
有哪一对夫妻说我们的婚姻当中从来没有争吵的？有吗
？Any couple here that can say you've never quarreled?
举个手啊，举个手看一看。
Please raise your hand.
举手的要么就是今天刚结婚的。
If you raise your hand, most likely you just get married today.
要么就是假冒为善。
Or you're hypocrites.
所有的婚姻都有纷争。
But every marriage has its the quarrels.
那有的婚姻呢，这个夫妻纷争吵到最后不可开交，简直是最后都过不下去了。
Well, there are certain couples that maybe fight with each other continuously and then just couldn't live with each other anymore.
然后呢，我的父母，我和师母呢，就给他们劝架。
Me and my wife will try to help them and to calm them down.
那我就常常跟这个做夫妻的就讲。
And I would tell this couple.
我说你们吵架呀，你们都不会吵架。
Well, you do not know how to fight or quarrel.
这个吵架和吵架不一样，大家知道吧
？But there's difference between quarreling.
但是这里呢有一个很重要的一个前提。
There's just the foundation that's in front of all of this.
其实我们帮助过的这么多对的夫妻啊，基本上全都是一样的，没有看到，只有很少极个别的，有的本身可能有一方真的是本身是有严重的这种问题的。
Yeah, most of the couple we couple, like except only a few exceptions that maybe the one of them.Have a serious problem.
可真的是怀着这样一种的这个恶心的。
They really have a ill intention.
但是绝大部分的，我看到的，我说这夫妻跟他们说，其实你们都是挺好的人。
Yeah, most of these couples and husband and wife, they're all good people.
但是为什么这种纷争吵架起来，最后变成不可收拾呢
？But why did they have such a big fight and just really cannot just face each other?
如果你们会吵架的话呢，你们这个吵架是这样的，是建设性的。
But if you know how to quarrel, then your quarrel will be constructive.
是彼此交流的。
Will be communicative.
是没有论断
的。Do not judge.
是在这样的一个争吵当中学功课的。
Learn a lesson from it.
还有呢，是不轻易去重复的。
God repeats itself over and over again.
什么叫不重复啊？就是学了功课就不再重复这个错误。
But if you learn a lesson, then you do not try, you do not repeat the same mistake.
还有就是在争吵过程当中能够建立起原则的。
And possibly you could also help establish principles among each other while you're quarreling.
还有就是从一个长远的这样一个角度看，这样的争吵是会越来越少的。
When you look at their marriage grows, you see they're less and less.
是越来越轻的。
And less severe.
不是吵得越来越凶，吵得越来越多，越来越频繁的。
那 just become more and more frequent and more and more severe.
那我说这个婚姻就是有希望的。
Then there's hope in marriage.
这对夫妻就是会吵架。
And they know how to quarrel.
他们能够控制这个吵架的这个 damage, 然后能够从当中学到一些好的出来。
They will be able to learn good lessons from it and be able to control the damage.
那这是以婚姻做一个例子。
This is just using marriage as an example.
那我们今天看的这一段哥林多后书第十一章第一到第十五节当中
Now look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
讲到在教会里面
Talk about the stripes in the church.
那么使徒保罗也参与到哥林多教会里面一个非常严重的纷争当中
Apostle Paul also participated in the strife.
那么在这样的纷争里面有时候在神许可的旨意之下也让我们也能够看到神有一些的心意美意在那个地方
In the strifes under the God's permissive will, we also see God may have good plans come out of the stress.
那么至少我们能够看到有七个方面，我们要很快的来跟大家分享。
We see there are 7 points here.
第一点是能够显明神的真理。
The first one is review God's truth.
你再看这第三节、第四节，保罗说：“我只怕你们心或偏于邪，失去那像基督所纯一清洁的心，就像蛇用诡诈诱惑了夏娃一样。”因为时间关系，我们就不。都读了
But I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
下面呢，这个第四节，哥林多后书十一章的第四节，我们和合本的翻译呢，整体上和合本的翻译非常好，弟兄姊妹一定要听清楚啊，非常好。但这个地方确实容易产生一点误解。
But verse 4 here, you know, in the Chinese translation, most of our Chinese translation of the Bible is very, very good. But in this verse, sometimes if we're not careful, we could be misled.
保罗说如果有人给你们另传一个耶稣另传一个福音另受一个灵你们呢容让他也就罢了这个就是和合本的翻译。
But the scripture said here, for if he who comes preaches another Jesus whom you have not preached, or if you receive a different spirit which you have not received, or a different gospel which you have not accepted, you may well put up with it.
那这个中文的翻译呢，容易让人感觉说保罗好像也就有着认可许可这件事情了，任凭这件事情也就罢了。
It seems Paul is okay with it.
其实呢，如果你去看原文或者这个，你比如说看这个New King James 的翻译。他就比较准确保罗用的一个语气是有点去在讽刺他们
Yeah, so this is, you can see when you read into the context and you can see Paul when he's saying this is really is not in a proven kind of pretense
保罗在说如果你们失去像基督那个纯一清洁的心呢最后这样来传这样的福音 you may well put up with it 你们都会接受的
So Paul said that if you have lost, if maybe your mind is corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ, then this would happen, you will put up with it.
所以这里呢再参考一下新译本怎么说呢说你们倒可以容忍得下是这样的一种口气。
So you may well put up with it. It's a really kind of like, it's a rhetorical question. Yeah.
Yeah. 我们看加拉太书第一章六到十节怎么说。
See Galatians first chapter 1.
保罗说我谢谢你们这么快离开那借基督之恩招你们去从别的福音那并不是福音不过有些人搅扰你们要把基督的福音改了但无论是我们是天上来的使者若传福音给你们与我们所传给你们的不同他就应当被咒诅我们已经说了现在又说若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同他就应当被咒诅我现在是要得人的心呢还是要得神的心呢我岂是讨人的喜欢吗我若仍旧讨人的喜欢就不是基督的仆人了
I marvel that you are turning away so soon from him who called you in the grace of Christ to a different gospel which is not another but there are some who trouble you and want to pervert the gospel of Christ But even we or angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade man or God? Or do I seek to please man? For if I still please man, I would not be a bondservant of Christ.
所以这里讲的是很清楚，分量也是很重的。
So this is very clear, but also heavy.
保罗说，教会应该存一个清洁纯义的心，是不能够容让其他的福音。
So the Apostle Paul told us that we should not just really accept another gospel.
所以在纷争当中，显明到底神的真理是怎样的。
In strife, that shows what's God's true will and the truth.
第二点要显明神的大能。
The second point is about showing God's power.
罗马书八章二十八节，我们都知道，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处。
Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God.
万事所有的事情都能够互相效力。
All things work together.
再注意啊，这个里表明了神的大能。那我们也很喜欢这句万事互相效力。
And we love this verse about all things work together.
不过呢，我们要注意。
We need to pay attention here.
这里呢有前半句，也要记得后半句。
Not only we should also remember the first half of the verse, but also the second half.
后半句是叫什么样的人得益处，弟兄姊妹，不是所有的人都能得到益处。
For good to who?
是什么样的人啊？爱神的人
，Those who love God.
哎，所以我们不要怀疑神的大能，但有时候说，哎，为什么没有得到益处呢？问一个问题，你是否爱神？
Well, when we ask the Lord, you know, whether we receive the good, you know, from all this, we should say, you know, we should inspect ourselves, do we love God?
如果你爱神，你是神所知道的。
Well, if we love God, then God knows.
八章二十九节，后面就继续讲到。
Yeah, in the verse 29, we'll continue to talk about that.
所以讲到第二点叫做显明神的大能，第三点是显明神的子民。
The third point is about showing God's children.
啊，这个第一节、第二节，刚才我们刚刚读过的。
As we had read the first, Second Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1-2.
就一开始的时候，显明神的子民，保罗说：“因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，要把你如同贞洁的童女献给。”
For I have betrothed you to one husband that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ.
这个地方呢，大家要记住一点。
So you remember one thing.
以前我们曾经讲过。
Teach about this before.
啊，我问大家，圣经教导我们信徒个人跟基督都有什么样的关系？
What's the relationship between our believers and Christ?
考考大家，都有什么关系？有没有父子关系？
Father and son.
有没有父子关系？有，他是永在的父，和平的君，对不对？以赛亚书啊，有没有兄弟关系？有，他是兄长。
Father.
有没有君臣关系？有没有主仆关系？
The Lord and the servant.
有没有牧人和羊的关系？
Shepherd and sheep.
很多很多都有。好，下面听好了再回答。我们个人跟主有没有夫妻关系？个人跟主有没有夫妻关系？
Do we have personal relationship with Lord as husband and wife?
大家答得非常准确。我们个人跟主绝没有夫妻关系。
No, we do not as individual.
这里直到今天，很多的信徒，甚至很多的，我可以这样说，传道人，包括一些的解经家、神学家，都搞不清楚。
Well, this is caused many confusions among, you know, many believers.
非常的遗憾。这是从天主教就传下来的一个误解。
This is a misunderstanding coming from the Catholics.
天主教里面他们会有说个人跟基督啊，这个尤其像那个修女，对不对啊？终生守贞洁，就是嫁给基督了。甚至有的修女修会修派啊，就是一旦加入这个修会，这个修女就被发一个戒指，戴在手上，就是这是跟基督结婚的戒指。
In the Catholic tradition, the nuns will be like, you know, just as if they're married to Christ.
他就说。基督跟我个人也是夫妻的关系，他是丈夫，我是妻子。
So I have personal relationship with Jesus Christ, and he's husband and wife.
所以讲到这里，我就常常说，今天我们有的诗歌也在这里把我们跟基督个人的关系用到夫妻关系，然后就在那里唱啊，你是丈夫，我是妻子。我就说这个姐妹们这么唱的还勉勉强强，我一个大老爷们儿我们唱，我唱不出来呀。
We also see some of the Psalms also today that is talk about this personal relationship as if Christ is the husband and the wife. And if you're sisters, then so maybe still a little bit okay, but if you're brothers, then it's really hard.
这里呢又讲到就是关于这个雅歌的解经，我们今天不能够再展开了。雅歌的解经用一种很纯这个灵异的解经，好像把这个良人跟佳偶的关系，反正全都是本来是一个很美好的一个婚姻个人的一夫妻之间的关系嘛，反正都把它解成好像是信徒跟基督的关系。这里呢有时候应用有些扯的稍微的这个 stretch too thin 就容易出现问题。
We wouldn't go into too much details, but you know, sometimes we can be stretched very thin about in terms of how we interpret the relationship between us and our Lord.
好了，这节经文如果你看语言文，包括英文有这个单复数的，非常的清楚。
Well, if you see the original text, you will see the in terms of the plurality of the word.
我们和合本的翻译呢，在这个我曾把你们许配一个丈夫，加了个这个量单复数的一个丈夫。这是很对的。
Yeah, so you can see in the translation talk about one husband.
下面要把你们如同一个贞洁的童女献给基督，这个一个没有翻译出来。
So in the Chinese in the translation didn't really talk about present you as a chaste virgin.
我曾经看到过很有名的牧者，但我这里不提名字。写文章说我们跟基督也可以有夫妻关系，就用这一节来做其中的一节的证据。其实这里讲的还是基督跟教会的关系。
But here is really only talk about the relationship between the Christ and the church.
圣经里面讲到基督的心腹，讲到这个贞洁的童女，全都是单数的，无一例外都是单数。
In the Scripture, you can see every time you talk about the virgin, talk about this kind of relationships, it's always talk about singularity, not the plurality.
是讲的基督与无形的这个普世教会的关系。
Talk about the Christ and the church.
那么有人说那个十个童女呢？那个有没有油的那个五个童女有油，五个童女没油呢？你看这不是？我先请问大家，难道这人结婚一结婚娶十个太太吗
？So when we look at the parables about the ten virgins.I have a question for all of you. Does this person, man married with 10 virgins altogether?
如果圣经清晰地告诉我们神的本意，我们再说 perfect will 是一夫几妻，一妻啊，一夫一妻。
Yeah, the perfect will from our Lord is one husband, one wife.
所以那十个童女不是新娘，大家听好，是伴娘。
So those 10 virgins are not brides, but rather bridesmaids.
所以才会有门关了，就进不去了。这个我们这里就不再多讲。
Okay, so they can close the door, they won't be able to go in.
对，保罗说把教会如同一个贞洁的童女，他说要显明你们是属神的子民。
So Paul is really referring to his presenting the church as a chaste virgin, to the Lord.
下面第四点。显明神的仆人。
The fourth point is showing God's servant.
保罗说：“我想我一点都不在那些最大的使徒以下。”
Paul said, "For I consider that I'm not at all inferior to the most eminent apostles."
我因为白白传神的福音给你们，就自居卑微。第七节，叫你们高升，这算是我犯罪吗？
Did I commit sin in humbling myself that you might be exalted because I preached the gospel of God to you free of charge?
我恢复了别的教会，向他们取了工价来给你们效力。我在你们那里缺乏的时候，并没有累着你们，因我所缺乏的，那从马其顿来的弟兄都补足了。
I robbed other churches, taking wages from them to minister to you, and when I was present with you and in need, I was a burden to no one, for what I lacked, the brethren who came from Macedonia supplied.
我向来凡事谨守，后来也必谨守，总不至于累着你们。既有基督的诚实在我里面，就无人能在雅盖亚一带地方阻挡我的自夸。为什么呢？是因我不爱你们吗？这有神知道。
And in everything I kept myself from being burdensome to you, and so I will keep myself as the truth of Christ is in me. No one shall stop me from this boasting in the regions of Achaia. Why? Because I do not love you. God knows.
在第十章当中，保罗就已经实际上在哥林多后书当中，保罗多次的说到 我不得不自夸啊，我是当夸口的，当指着主夸口。
You see that in the Second Corinthians, many times Paul is saying that I have to boast myself.
在这样的纷争当中，保罗他是不得已的。
He's like, it was not his really true willingness, but rather he had to in the strife, to boast himself.
保罗他没有就是哦，那我就这个闭着嘴不说话，没有，他说我还是要讲出来。
Did Paul refrain from speaking? No.
那讲出来不是为了他的自己，而是为着神的荣耀，为着神的真理、仁义和圣洁。
He spoke out not for his own good, but rather for the good of Christ.
弟兄姊妹们，在有的纷争当中，我们要清楚讲，在这样的纷争里面，有的传道人（加引号的传道人）显明自己不是神的仆人。
But we also see, like sometimes in those strifes, that we see the preachers or the God's servants. Sometimes we review that they're not true servants of God.
他们不是服侍神，而是服侍自己的祝福。
Well, they may not, they're not truly serving God, rather they're serving their own, body.
有的传道人牧者不敢坚持原则。
There are, preachers that may not be willing to insist on God's principles.
或者说有的牧者传道人没有原则。
Then we could even say they do not have principle.
到处迎合人。
They will just please man.
不敢斥责罪。
They do not, point out the sins.
在教会里面好像八面玲珑。
But in the church, they may appear to be just a good, person with everyone.
而且还得到谦卑的好名声。
They also receive the name of being humbling.
但是保罗，我们看到他不是这样。
But we see Paul is not like this.
他清清楚楚地指出罪恶。
He pointed out what's the sin with the Christian church.
而且当哥林多教会当中有人诽谤诋毁保罗的时候，
when someone from the Christian church is slandering him,
保罗站出来讲，
he stood up.
保罗说我在你们中间传道，保罗是一个宣教士的身份，在他们中间传道，但是不在他们中间领任何的报酬。
Paul ministered to this church, but he did not take wages from them.
保罗说我恢复了别的教会，这个恢复原文是 rob 的，这个词在圣经当中就出现过一次，真的就是 rob, 就是掠夺、抢夺的意思。
He talked about he robbed other churches.
这是用的很夸张的一个词，保罗抢夺了哪个教会呢？当然不是真正的抢夺，是这些教会甘心乐意，就是马其顿教会。
So Paul here is intentionally overstating that. It's not like he actually robbed the church, but he's talking about the brothers from the church of Macedonia supplied to him.
他从马其顿教会、腓立比教会接受金钱的供给。
He received those wages from the brothers and sisters from Macedonians and the Philippines.
然后来白白的服侍哥林多的教会。
And serve the Christian church, free of charge.
保罗是神的仆人，他是靠福音养生的。
Paul is the servant of God. He was, just preaching God's words and receiving wages.
他曾有支过帐篷，他的支帐篷是非常短期的。
He also put up tents and so he was needing the tents and everything, but that was only for a short period of time.
保罗靠福音养生，但是他取或者不取，他是非常有原则的。
He received wages for his ministry, but he also chose very carefully when does he receive and when he doesn't.
他看到哥林多教会这样的光景，宁可不取。
When he saw the situation at the Corinthian church, he would rather not to take wages from them.
但是他传道的工作却一点不轻松。
But he did not just choose a lighter burden for the ministry.
今天有时候有的人说传道的工作很轻松。
Today, there's people saying that the ministry is easy.
我很愿意和这样的弟兄或者姊妹交换一下位置。
I'd be willing to swap the positions with you.
曾经有一次参加一个会议，有神学生问我说：“冯牧师，你牧会挺多年了，这个感受怎么样？”
So there is a seminary student asked me once, Reverend Feng, you have preached for many years. How do you feel?
我说你想听真话还是想听冠冕堂皇的话？
Do you want to hear the truth or you want to hear the words that being dressed up?
他说我当然要听真的。
I want to hear the truth.
我说真话我告诉你不是人干的。
I'll tell you the truth, it's not something really, it's a burden for a typical person.
但是马上要解释啊，不可能靠着人自己的能力血气能够做得成。
But I'll quickly add to it that it's not because we depend on ourselves.
没有神的呼召领导，你最好也不要去做。
If it's not from God's calling, you should not really join the ministry.
传道实在不是一个轻松的工作。
Being a minister is not an easy job.
如果真是轻松，为什么今天各处的教会都非常非常的缺传道人？
If it's such an easy thing to do, why is all the churches among the world, in the world so all lacking ministers?
你知道前一段我们教会聘牧我们找这个助理传道。
You know, just a few months ago, we started kind of searching for our assistant pastor.
我们收到不多的几份。
We only received a few applications.
现在其中两个传道人短短的时间已经都找到了牧会的去其他教会。
And two of them already, just being... just start ministry in other churches.
因为年轻的传道到我们这里是来做助理传道，被另外一个教会抢走去独立牧会。
Yeah, so young minister maybe here is kind of applying for assistant minister, a minister position, but you go to another church, they will lead the other church as a senior pastor.
但是一个传道人，不管你在哪里教会服事。
But this, the minister, no matter which church you serve.
不管岗位责任大责任小
No matter how big the responsibility or small the responsibility is
服侍的工作多服侍的工作少
How much the work
你都要注意一点
You have to be paying attention to one thing
最重要是向神负责
You're serving the Lord
有一位牧师这是我认识一位牧师比我 年长很多
This one pastor I knew who's much older than me
多年以前他在教会牧会坚持神的原则
He was holding up the Lord's principle in the church he served.
多次坚持神的原则，有许多人不喜欢他。
But because he's holding up the Lord's principle, and there are many people that don't like him.
教会里面就很多的这些意见抱怨。
There are many strifes and complaints.
有人要结婚，不合圣经的婚礼。
Well, people may want to get married, but it's not really according to biblical principle.
请这个牧师给主持。
They ask his pastor to help to administer the marriage.
这个牧师，当然我相信他也是很客气的回答，他说我不能给你主持。
This pastor said, "Well, sorry, I couldn't do it."
那人家就不高兴，说那我又想用教会的教堂，我请别人来帮我主持。
Well, then this couple said, "Well, then we can maybe still use the place, the gathering place of the church, and we just ask somebody else to chair the marriage."
牧师说对不起，教堂也不能给你用。
The pastor said, "Sorry, we couldn't let you use the physical place."Of the church either.
啊，一下就把人得罪了。
Has offended those people.
那这样事情发生了很多次。
But things like this happen many times.
结果就经历教会当中许多的毁谤攻击，许多的纷争。
Then he would just experience many strifes, attacks, and slanders.
因为在教会里面，很多人把神的仆人就当成一个雇工来对待。
Then many in the church would treat the pastors like it's a hired hand.
后来这位牧师离开这个教会。
This is Pastor Fano left the church.
多年以后讲到当年在这个教会的经历，每一次想起来他都会心痛。
Still feel the pain every time he was preaching about his experience in his church many years later.
现在这个牧师已经退休了。
Now this pastor has retired.
第五，要显明属灵征战的真实。
The fifth point, showing spiritual battle is for real.
我们就不读经文了，但是我们要看到这里告诉我们。那些人并不是真正的使徒，乃是假使徒，行事诡诈，装作基督使徒的模样。
So for such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostle of Christ.
弟兄姊妹，我们要记得，撒旦和他的差役，他的形象往往并不是我们想象当中的凶神恶煞、青面獠牙。
You know the servant of Satan, it doesn't really just look, like a monster.
圣经讲撒旦也装作光明的天使
They will transfer themselves into an angel of light
很多时候是一种光明的积极的正面的有爱的亲善的好像很会讨好人的这样一种的形象
Sometimes they will show up as if they're just full of love and they're just very kind, very humbling and as if they're just angel of light
但是不知不觉当中就把人掳去了
But just gradually they will lead people away from the Lord
第六点要操练神儿女的信心和忍耐。
The sixth point is about training God's children in faith and patience.
雅各书一章二到四节说，我的弟兄们，你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
James chapter 1 verse 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials.
因为知道你们的信心经过试验就生忍耐，但忍耐也当成功，使你们成全完备，毫无缺欠。
Knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing.
好，最后一点。
Last point.
让神的教会更加的圣洁。
Sanctifying God's church.
犹大书十八到二十三节。
Jude chapter 18.
他们指着主和使徒曾对你们说过，末世必有好讥诮的人，随从自己不敬虔的私欲而行，这就是那些引人结党、属乎血气、没有圣灵的人。亲爱的弟兄啊，你们却要在至圣的真道上造就自己，在圣灵里祷告，保守自己常在神的爱中，仰望我们主耶稣基督的怜悯，直到永生。有些人存疑心，你们要怜悯他们；有些人你们要从火中抢出来，搭救他们；有些人你们要存惧怕的心，怜悯他们，连那被情欲沾染的耶弗也当厌恶。
Oh, they told you that there would be mockers in the last time who would walk according to their own ungodly lusts. These are sensual persons who cause divisions, not having the Spirit. But you, beloved, building yourselves up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourself in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And on some have compassion, making a distinction, but others stay with fear.Pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
最后，我们一同来读犹大书二十四节、二十五节。
Let's read together Jude 24:25.
那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主、独一的神，愿荣耀、威严、能力、权柄。因我们的主耶稣基督归于他，从万古以前并现今直到永永远远，阿门。 Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to preserve you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.Let's pray. 主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and worship you.
主，我们都是活在主的恩典当中。
We're living in your grace.
我们是水，不过是尘土。
We're just like dust.
主，今